something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
It's Sports Dicks on the SBN network.
And Greasy Detergent Ducks.
Plus our top four dorm room jams. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Sports Dicks, man. Welcome to Sports Dicks on the SBN network. Hey, I'm Barbonic Onyx. You know me, Sportsman Extraordinaire. What are you saying, buddy?
It's your boy, Brock Fairway, only on the SBN network. You're listening to Sports Dicks. We're just a couple of dicks talk about sports and stuff. What's going on, Ballin? How you doing? Big night in sports. Lots to talk about.
Honestly, man, everybody can't wait to see what the heck's going to happen with the Leafs this year. I don't know what I'm going to say about it in a minute. I'm pretty mad about other teams. Also strong. I feel good. I had a lot of breakfast this morning.
Big questions today. We got two of them. We're going to open up the phone line so you sports dicks can call in with your dickish opinions about sports and stuff. Big questions today. How do the Leafs look for this coming year? And what's going on with the Jays? Also, football's back. And the question on everyone's minds is Tiger back. But let's start here. Tell me a bit about the moment you decided to wear that shirt. Because it is bad.
Hey, man.
I'm only messing
whatever
with you.
I don't know. I think the Leafs are going to be pretty good with that Nylander guy. Do you want some goldfish, man?
Hey, it's Zoolander over here in that shirt talking about Nylander.
Come on, man. What? Come on, man. We're doing a podcast here, man.
Phone line's open. It's 1-800-SPURT-DICKS. 1-800-SPURT-DICKS. Give us a call. Let us know the answer to these questions. One is Tiger back. Two, how's the Leafs look? Are they contenders this year? And three, what's going on with the Jays? So let's start there. Ballin' Onyx, what's going on with the Jays? And that shirt.
Hey, man. Sanchez is great. Justin's still smoking. What about with your shirt? Your shirt's not so cool either, you know?
Oh.
What the heck? What's with your face?
Touche, man. Touche. All's fair in love and sports. It's Sports Dicks only on the SBN network. So do you think the Leafs are contenders this year? That is a question on everybody's mind.
I want to know one thing. Is Brady going to come back again?
Brady?
Like, yeah.
Oh, says the guy with the deflated balls.
Man.
Can you pass the chips?
All right. Shove some of these in your mouth, man. Hey, I think Russell Martin should stop playing third base. What do you think about that?
Well, I think Russell Martin looks like one of those bartenders at a hipster joint in Montreal that doesn't give you the time of day.
Hey, what's the deal with LeBron coming back to the Lakers? Who gives a crap if they're going to win or not? I could probably one-on-one him right now. Pass the chip.
You have to go on a road trip with Bill Belichick or Gibby. Who are you going to pick?
Well, one of them's going to be cheating, and the other one's going to be probably sleeping. I'll be the one driving.
You got to take Gibby all day, every day on that one. That's a no-brainer.
I'll give it to you. Whatever, man.
But hey, speaking of give it to me, can someone give you that shirt?
Yeah. I was just about to comment on your underwear. I can see those.
Oh, how can you see those? What are you doing looking down there?
Hey, you want a chocolate bar?
Where'd you get those?
What do you mean? I always come prepared. I got chips. I got chocolate bars. I have some goldfish. I have some pop.
By the way, it's not really a typical Sports Dicks topic, but did you notice that the Bulk Barn has rebranded and their new logo's black and red?
I didn't notice that, but you know what else? Kevin Pillar's still making some pretty good catches out there in center field. What do you think about that?
Oh, he can catch a ball, no doubt, no doubt. You know, all day, every day. Every day of the week, I'd have to take Kevin Pillar.
You know what else he could do? He could strike out too, eh?
100%. 100%. 100%. 100% he can strike out.
You think Gibby's coming back next year?
Well, I think he can strike out like you can, a Crocodile Rock at closing time. I'm only messing with you. You're listening to Sports Dicks on the SBN, the Super Bud Network. It's your boy Brap Fairway alongside Ballin Onyx. Ballin, Tiger's been called Mr. Thursday, Mr. Friday, but he's nowhere on Saturday, and does he even show up Sunday? Your thoughts on that, and can you pass the chips?
I'll pass you the chips. I'm honest. I mean, he should be spending some more time at Perkins and what that kind of stuff. I find it, he's playing better when he's more like accepting his villain role, you know?
Well, that actually raises a good question. How much does a healthy lifestyle come into play in golf? Because what's always worked in years past, you think of guys like P11, you know, out closing the bar down, blowing a couple darts, breaking some hearts, and still showing up for their tee time. So is the problem possibly that guys are too worried about going to bed early and eating properly past the chips?
I know. Nobody really knows how to live anymore. That's the problem. And I saw a P11, like, he wasn't even playing in a golf tournament. He was at the Hooters next door.
Well, see, what's wrong with that, I guess, is my question, because that never seemed to impair guys' games before.
I know. I once saw guys, remember the Pittsburgh Pirates? They used to smoke in the dugout.
Well, you know when Tiger got into trouble for my money is when he stopped wheeling road strange at Jack Astor's past the chip.
That's what I'm saying. And maybe he should go back and go to going to Moxie's or Earl's.
That's what I'm saying, too. Hey, can you talk for a second while I have some chips?
Yeah, what do you want me to do? You want me to talk about the Jays?
Yeah, talk about the Jays, or talk about whether the Leafs are contenders, or talk about football being back, or ask whether Tiger's back. That's all you have to do.
Well, basically, I don't think Tiger's back, but maybe he's coming back. I'll tell you who might not be coming back. Troy Tulowitzki's probably not coming back.
Tulo no longer in the show. Where's Tulo going, you figure?
I'll tell you who's going to be coming in this year big time is little JT, Johnny Tavares. You know, he's going to be breaking hearts and records.
Well, now the question as far as Babcock goes is, should he leave well enough alone and say, that's the lineup, that's what we're going with, and quit trying to wheel and deal and shop stuff around? This youngster, Kyle Dubas, who looks like a Vogue Optical, your second pair is free before shot, making all kinds of deals on paper, brought in Haley Wickenheiser. That was a good move.
You know what I think? I think Babcock needs to be more of a sports dick to win some more games this year for them.
See, maybe he should change his name to Bab Dick and come on the show. It's the Sports Dicks and Bab Dick. 1-800-SPURT-DICKS.
Hey, Brap, the pizza's here.
Oh, we'll take a break on SBN, the Sport Biden, Super Biden Network. It's your boys, the Sports Dicks. We'll take a break to grab our za. Phone lines will be open right after this, boys. Don't go away.
Hey, but you said that the pizza is going to be $2.
Just like that shirt.
You like my shirt?
What? I'm only messing with you.
I'm just a son of a bitch.
That was good.
Sports Dicks.
I love that their voices, when the show's not on, is like, that was fun. Way to go.
Yeah, nice job. That was a good one.
And their names are like Tim and James. But they have these hardcore sports on-air names. I remember reading Jay Onwright's book. I remember him saying that you would think that all the people that work at TSN are like that, but they're not. Like, most of the kind of producers and researchers and stuff, according to Jay, and in my limited experience there, is they're like smart, detail-oriented research types, right?
Yeah,
kind of sports encyclopedia types.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. There's you walk around and you everybody's an encyclopedia in terms of what's going on and what happened last night in numbers. It's crazy.
Definitely. But he also said they're like independent band following, band t-shirt wearing, that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of music fans there, including Bobby Mack. He loves jams.
Bobby Mack loves jams. Sure he does.
Yeah. They all do.
I can't shake that voice now. Now that I've been talking like Brap Fairway.
I saw Dave Hodge at the Arkells rally. He's always going to there, support those guys.
He loves their band.
Yeah. He like shows up in the studio.
Here's what I will say, though.
Hey, did I remember that? Oh, okay, forget it.
What?
I don't remember. No, I don't remember. It's not going to come out proper.
Here's what I will say, though. Those.
I still have these chips there.
I know. I have the bag of chips as prop, too, and now they're really tempting.
I had goldfish chips and protein bars. It's supposed to sound like a chocolate bar.
Oh, biting open a protein bar. That's a good move.
Yeah.
This is what I will say, though, about those sports guys, and it's the same with news talk radio guys, too. They can fill hours.
Oh, I know.
Especially the guys that do it by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that stream of consciousness just, you've been talking for 8 minutes and you haven't necessarily said anything. That is a real gift.
Talking about something for 40 minutes. You know what I mean? Going to a call and then opining on the call for 10 minutes.
Well, and imagine every single day what's going on with the Jays. That's hard.
It is. I think once you get in the role of it, when you're watching it all the day, every day, and it's been like a year or something, you really kind of, it's easier to remember stuff.
I guess
it's no different than anything else, but when you're, you know, it's impossible to watch everything, but you can kind of get synopsis of every game and every sport pretty quickly by rolling through stats and the games. But those, like, that's, yeah, it's an all day affair when your brain is rocking on that level.
For sure. And I guess after a while, you learn to dissect even the smallest, you know, clip or event and stretch that out and make it a half hour.
You're on there every day, and people that are calling in are, someone has a question always about some particular sporting event that happened the day before. And if you don't know, if you have no idea about the situation or the game, you sound like an idiot. So
yeah.
It's like you kind of have to feel, the only way to feel comfortable is to be prepared to know what happened in every game that's going to probably be talked about. But that's a lot of effort.
I also know a friend, Paul Bromby, who went to St. Pat's High School with me and now works at Sportsnet, published a thing recently where he's like, I get asked by a lot of people who want to be on air, what are some tips? And it sounds so obvious, but being able to pronounce the names of the athletes,
yeah,
that's a huge one. Because the second you pronounce it wrong, your entire credibility is just shot. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's every sport. All of a sudden you're talking about soccer and some guy in the Premier League. Good luck with it. Hey, remember this one? When you, if you say, like, if you're in, you're coming over to your buddies at the, in St. John's, and I'm sitting on like, when you open the door, I'm sitting on the couch. Remember that one?
No.
So you ask me when you come in, what are you doing?
Okay. Can I say it in St. John's vernacular?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you at?
This it.
Oh, disease. Disease.
But, or you could be like laying bricks in the front, like in the front, right? In the driveway. So now come back and that's what I'm doing.
What's going on?
This it.
I found out from Tom Powers, Snowflake,
no,
that
no,
I've been saying bye wrong. I've been saying
really?
B-A-H for years. What's going on, ma? But he said it's boy. What's going on, boy? Yeah.
What's going on, boy?
Which makes more sense. But I always thought it was ba. There you go.
Okay, so no, but they you could say dis it in all different ways. Like, so they're laying the bricks. Dis it is like, are you going to help or are you going to keep talking, right? And then it's like, say you're in a relationship and they're at dinner and you're the girlfriend and you say something to me in a line like, you're mad.
Okay. This is all we got for supper?
This is it! And he walks out.
Oh, it's like the last straw?
Yeah, this is it!
Dexy. Dizzy. Yeah.
As standing up, this is it? Standing up from the seat?
Try saying that.
That's that?
Yeah.
But, or the...
Is there any more supper?
This it.
Dizzy.
That's my favorite line.
In the East Coast, T's are S's. I think it's kind of Cape Breton. It's sort of PEI. But what's going on tonight?
Love it.
Yeah, Bette McDonald can turn that on. She's from Cape Breton, so pretty sure it's a Cape Breton thing. Mm-hmm. Tonight. What he's doing tonight? What are you doing, Jeremy Taggart?
Tonight?
Just in general. Saturday. Episode 158?
Yeah.
Going to try to get back on the Monday drops, because that's what the people want?
Yeah.
What are you guys up to this weekend?
Saturday here. It's beautiful. Actually, nice day. It's not too hot. This is the first day where she's cooled down a little bit out there.
So fall's coming, bud.
Yeah. I think we're going to probably hit the park. Maybe, I don't know, go out somewheres to eat later.
Where is in your neighborhood? Like, where do the kids like to dine? Do they like to go places where people come out of the kitchen chanting if it's someone's birthday? Or do they like to go places with crayons?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think going out anywhere is a good time for them, whether it's like Harvey's or the chalet. Right? But kids love that stuff.
Shelly's great. Or any of those places with guys' names, like Dirk Magoolagoolies?
Yeah, there's some Goolagoolies. There's a couple...
Wiggle McAdamses?
Billy McKillies and Filthy McKillers. All those ones?
Yep. There's Jilly Willies?
Filthy Phillies cheese sticks. Cheese steaks.
Filthy Phils is a good name.
There's all kinds of places like that. There's a couple local spots that are nice.
My ladies like going to Jungle Gyms because they had chicken nuggets in the shape of animals.
Oh, yeah?
But then they went out of business. They're done.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Did you guys have a Jungle Gyms?
No.
Jungle Gyms Eatery?
No, is it kind of like a Rainforest Cafe-esque? I mean,
ish. Because you've been to that one, right?
Oh, yeah. Not from a long time. I don't think I'd go anymore.
What happens there aside from unsettling cheetah noises while you're trying to eat?
And it's going to rain. It's raining.
Do they have actual vegetation inside the restaurant?
You know what would be funny is all of a sudden like a half, like 4 inches of water come across the floor.
And your plate.
No, on the floor, like everyone's feet gets like, oh my god, that's so fucking... And all of a sudden everyone gets all soaked.
Floody McCool's?
Yeah.
The restaurant floods while you're eating?
No, at the Rainforest Cafe. That's a flash flood, guys! And it's just water comes rolling across the ground.
It's actually not drains. A bad idea. I can't imagine it'd be easy to execute.
It'd be classic.
Flash flood fills.
It's an earthquake, and all of a sudden one of the things like goes down like 4 feet and like sideways halfway.
Or what if we started a restaurant chain called Titanic's and the whole restaurant rocked side to side and then slowly you became submerged while you ate? That would probably do really well.
Well, the music's playing with the flute. Well, the water's
suddenly your calves are wet.
Coming up to your neck, and then all these like doors and stuff start floating across to get on.
And the band's playing on.
And they serve dessert on the doors when you're floating around.
And there are tiny pieces of ship that you can grab and hold on to.
There's only room for one, or there is room for two, but only one's on it.
Oh my gosh. We're on to something big, bud.
I know.
Sports Dicks on the SPN Network. We'll be right back.
Fucking ready.
This is so tubular. I've never been to a dorm party before. Thanks for bringing me, Corey.
No problem, dude.
So what happens at one? Like, what should I expect?
Well, like, you just take this.
What take is it?
Just take it.
Is it an aspirin?
Not really, but, like, you'll see.
Okay. Is it gonna make my headache go away?
Absolutely.
But I'm not gonna be, like, hallucinating Smurfs or anything, right?
Just take it.
I do have to work tomorrow at noon at Randy River. I just want to make sure I'm not making super bad decisions.
Dude, I have to work too. Remember, I'm starting at Julius at 6:30 opening again.
And okay. I'll take it. Fine.
I have to work for Jupiter. He's the worst.
Do you think Natalie and Sabriana are going to be here tonight?
I hope so. I've been thinking about that Sabriana ever since that time her and Espada was out.
I've been thinking about Natalie ever since I saw her in her white overhauls.
Hey, do you think Sayana Tatanas is gonna come out tonight?
I sure hope not. That guy gets in the way if you ask me.
I know, last time I was here, Sayana grabbed me and threw me against the wall.
I need your help.
What?
I'm hallucinating Smurfs.
No, you can't.
Yes, there's
be.
A Papa Smurf on the wall over there. Smash it!
That's not real. That's not a real one.
Yes, it is. I can see it from here with my eyes.
That's not. That's Alternus Denonis. Don't mess with that.
Remember, my eyes are playing tricks on me. Is that because of the aspirin you gave me?
Yes. It's the aspirin. It's not that. It's the psych. Watch out! Deadman's right behind you. Come here.
Is Desmond the guy over there with Alf?
Yes, that's him.
What is Alf doing here?
Is that really Amara over there?
Wow, does anyone at this dorm party have a normal name that's in the Bible?
Well, it is an Avatar themed party.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Didn't you get the memo?
No, I guess I didn't get the e-blurb.
Look, there's Derna Thomas Ectolamus.
Okay, I don't even want to be at this party. The soundtrack was good.
It turned into like 80s, the beginning of 80s cosplay.
Is that when it started?
No, I don't know. I'm just.
It feels like it's bigger now than ever.
It started with Star Wars. That's exactly when all that started.
Okay, walk me through cosplay.
What, like I'm some cosplay guy? I just know that it's massive, and we saw it at the Comic-Con in London. Like, that was good taste.
Does cosplay just mean dressing up in a character like The Thing?
Like anything, yeah, any kind of dressing up. That's the thing, dressing up. Dressing up as something.
What self-made costumes, participants called cosplayers, and fashion accessories to represent a specific character. Okay.
What would you do if you were at a cosplay?
Well, can I confess something?
What?
I thought the cause had more to do with cosmic. Oh, like kind of outer spacey.
Because it kind of feels that way, right?
Yeah.
Because there's not.
But it's costume play, right?
So you have to pick a cosplay.
Yeah. They interact to create a subculture, and a broader use of the term cosplay applies to any costumed role-playing in venues apart from the stage.
And you can't use, like, Winnie the Pooh or something, right?
Well, did I tell you we've been reading The Wizard of Oz?
No.
When I was a kid, my dad read some classics to me. And The Wizard of Oz, Pinocchio. My favorite was Around the World in 80 Days. Mm-hmm. So this summer when I had some time, I thought I wanted to do the same. So we started reading The Wizard of Oz like a chapter a night aloud.
Nice, yeah.
And the reward at the end was we were going to watch The Wizard of Oz movie. So on our trip, we watched The Wizard of Oz on the bus on the drive home. So the girls have decided we're going as Wizard of Oz characters, the four of us, for Halloween. Nice. And I'm the Cowardly Lion.
Oh, okay. So
does that count as cosplay?
I don't know. It's
or is that just Halloween?
I guess it is. Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter what you dress up as.
I dress up as the Cowardly Lion afternoon, it's cosplay.
I'm saying, like, when we were at London, I didn't see any, like, old school, like, costumes. It was more about kind of, like, you know, anime characters and, like, I don't remember seeing any Pokemons or, you know what I mean? Did you?
No.
Or Smurfs or, you know what I mean? It seems like it's mostly, like, action movies and sci-fi and all that stuff.
Well, and isn't part of it, like, that's not an egg carton. It's my whatever board.
Yeah.
Right? Like, kind of it is about making it yourself.
Yeah. There was definitely some Pokemons.
Yeah, there were some Pokemons.
Remember the guy with the Pokemon head that, like, had to sit down and take the head off because he was dying in the suit?
Yes.
That was awesome.
I do remember him. So now we're reading Anne of Green Gables, and Carol's reading Anne. So we're going to rotate the classics, and her voice is perfect for Anne because it's so kind of upbeat and sweet and sincere. It's kind like, of a really nice thing to do as a family. We're digging it.
When I read the Harry Potter books to the always do the accent, but then it just started to become too consuming when you're reading it. It's like David Attenborough.
Yeah.
You get way too into it.
So were you doing full British the whole way through?
Yeah, and it just kind of became really kind of like tiring to do it the next day. So I was like, and they're like, no, you got to do it with the accents again, Dad.
What's your Harry Potter accent? Let's hear it.
Well, let me see. Is there a Harry Potter here? Is a Harry Potter right here? Let's open the book then.
Harry Potter. Oh, is it that guy?
And the Philosopher's Stone. For Jessica, who loves stories. For Anne, who loved them too. And for Di, who heard this one first.
Wow. Chapter That's your Harry one. Potter voice? It's great.
The Boy Who Lived. Mr. and Mrs. Dursley, number 4 Privet Drive, were proud to say that they were perfectly normal, thank you very much. They were the last people you'd expect to be involved in anything strange or mysterious, because they just didn't hold with such nonsense.
I'm so into it. I want you to keep reading.
It's on and on.
That's a great voice.
That's my Attenborough. You got the deep, dark, heavy one.
But it is hard to keep the character straight sometimes, though.
Yeah, and after a while, it's like hard to do that voice on my chest because it's so low.
Yes, exactly.
So eventually you feel like, I must take a break.
Yes, quite. It's also hard to read quickly in that voice.
Or like, Jack, stop talking while I'm reading.
You scold them in your accent?
Don't interrupt me, John.
I would be open to suggestions from buds as to which book we should read next. People have suggested the Harry Potter books are good. Lauren Hammersley, who works on Mr. D, said there's a great book called Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. So I got that one in the queue. But when I was trying to think of, like, what are the classics that would be great to read? Like, fun and silly and scary.
Lord of the Rings is great. The Hobbit, all those ones are fantastic.
Isn't Lord of the Rings too sci-fi?
No. You just start reading it. It's fantastic.
All right.
Do you want to all read? Look, I got it right here.
Yeah, read it. Start it.
Chapter 1, An Unexpected Party. In a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit. Not a nasty, dirty, wet hole filled with the ends of worms and an oozy smell, nor yet a dry, bare, sandy hole with nothing in it to sit down or to eat. It was a hobbit hole, and that means comfort.
Well, you would have to come read it to us.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's very straight up. Like, there's no weirdness. It's fantastic. You get sucked right in, too, because that's the thing with books is you create the characters in your own head, and movies can never get that, you know, get that big and vast.
Yep.
They try, but it's not even close.
Well, it's interesting because I wasn't sure if The Wizard of Oz would resonate, and it sure did. They're really into it, and we've been singing the songs and talking about it ever since. And Anna Green Gables obviously is the same way for young people.
Like any Dickens books or like any of those classic, even like Mark Twain, like Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer, those are awesome as well.
Some of the language, though, I even tried to revisit some of those myself as a grown-up, and it's hard to get through. It's some tough slogging.
Well, I mean, you have to just kind of take it for when it came, and you have to just see it for that. Yeah, obviously, I'm sure if Mark Twain lived in this age, he would be the last person that would be using those words.
Yeah.
But of the time, that was it, and it was pretty ridiculous at the time. Obviously things were horrible for anybody that seemed to be from any smaller, like there's with slavery, anybody from Africa, there was so much oppression for so many people around the world at that time. Yet even if with sports, like I feel like to say the Negro leagues for baseball, like for the black baseball, the African American leagues that happen, like I don't even know why they still use that, but that's what it was called, and those players called it that. So it's just one of those things, you know, that falls into that ballpark. It's just totally awkward and gross, but for some reason, that's the only way it's addressed.
Yeah, and important to recognize history, but really it just comes down to whether it hooks them. Yeah. And some things do and some things don't. We started Pinocchio, it wasn't a good fit, it didn't grab anybody. And you can tell pretty quickly.
Yeah, I know, if they're not in, like within two or three pages, it's done.
Yeah.
Those Percy Jackson books are really good.
What are those?
Like the Percy Jackson and the something of whatever, one of those ones. But the writer is Rick Riordan. He's pretty good.
I want to hear you read like Dairy Queen menu in your British reading voice.
The Lightning Thief, that's a good one. The Dairy Queen menu?
Yeah, like chicken tenders dipped
crispy
in
chicken sandwich.
Sauce.
Wash it down with a blizzard of your choice. Perhaps a score or Reese's Pieces.
That should be their ad campaign. It should be you in a leather wingback chair beside a roaring fire.
Oh, you like to have fun with your meal? Try the Red Spoon.
Can make anything sound more fun than it is.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we doing, Bob? We're in our top five dorm songs.
Yeah, how about a modern one?
Okay.
Listen, it's an EDM party.
Oh, man.
It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. I am off.
You are what? What are you doing, man? Are you okay? Why is your jaw doing that? I just want to dance. I don't want to look after you tonight. I remember I said just whatever you do, I just don't want to look after you tonight. Why are you making noises like Chewbacca? Now you sound like an ambulance in Europe.
Oh, man. I think I'm in a K-hole, man.
Oh, you are? You'll be okay.
Help! Help!
Are you saying ow or help?
Oh, man.
I didn't even really want to get in the way of that guy because he was working it out. What was his deal? He had a lot going on.
He was having a terrible time.
Or was he having a great time? It kind of sounded like he was into it.
No, man. He was terrified. He was in a K-hole. Whatever that means.
I remember a waitress in Whitehorse telling me, she said, so did you have a good weekend? And I was like, yeah, pretty good. How about you? And she said, oh, it's good. I went down to Edmonton and I went in the K-hole.
No way.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, didn't know what the K-hole was.
You're like, is that a club?
Sounds fun. What is that? So then she explained what the K-hole is. Do you know?
Yeah, it's for people that take ketamine.
Horse tranks.
It's horse tranquilizer, and if you take, I guess, too much of it, then you go into a K-hole, which is apparently a horrible experience. I've never, ever even wanted to think of trying K-hole, K.
Well, she said, Buds, by the way, let us know if you've been in the K-hole.
What?
I said, Buds, let us know if you've been in the K-hole.
Yeah.
She said, here's what we do. One person doesn't take the K, and they are there to kind of babysit, and more importantly, videotape the rest of us. So when we come out of the K-hole, the first thing we do is gather around the TV and watch what we did in the K-hole.
But the K-hole is like an overdose on that stuff. Like, that's too much.
Oh, I thought so that was the sweet spot.
Oh, they're deliberately going into the K-hole? Okay,
I think that's the pocket.
If that's the pocket, then that was the guy I was doing was probably, I guess, that's what he wanted, I guess.
I guess that's why I didn't interrupt, because I thought he was into it.
Screaming help.
As if
he was like at the bottom of like a pit in the middle of the forest. That's how loud he was screaming it.
Yeah. He kind of seemed to be having fun though, in any event. But our tour's coming up fast.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Can't wait, because we're going to some different places and starting with the Red Knight in Yarmouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is the southwest tip of Nova Scotia. I haven't been down there in a while. And people are like, oh, the Red Knight. Like, I think it's a legendary place in Yarmouth.
Good times.
Hoping that folks come out. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever been there.
I'm sure you've played there over the years. It's going to be good to get out on the road again and see Buds face to face.
Yes, yes. And I someone out there, if they've seen me in Yarmouth, let me know, because I can't remember.
We're asking a lot of the Buds nowadays.
I know, but there's so many Buds to ask. That was fantastic. And they are so willing, and I think the Buds appreciate participation.
2 quarter chicken dinners, 2 appetizers, and 2 cans of pop for only $27.99.
Hey, we should play a game called Specials, where we read the special and you have to guess what restaurant it is.
Oh, I like that.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Let's do that in the next segment. Specials. All right. How about it?
What are we doing? Are we taking a break or are we going to do one more top five?
You know where Babe Ruth would say that? Like, her in the 20s? Or even in, like, Romeo and Juliet. The line, like, hey, baby, how about it? How about it? Right?
How about it?
So be Mark Knopfler in a bar, and he throws out like that's his line to
Just
hey, what's your name?
Rhonda.
Oh, that's a good name.
Rhonda.
Hey, I'm thinking of going back to my hotel. Hey.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I stepped on it. You got to do it again.
Hey, Juliet. What's your name?
Rhonda.
Rhonda. Hey. I like your name. It's a good name.
Thank you.
I'm going back to my room to take it home. Hey, how about you come with me? How about it?
Mark Knopfler hitting on girls in bars?
Hey, take it on.
BRB, bud.
Let me ask you this right quick, you know what I mean?
Hello, darling?
Oh, hi, Dad.
I hope I'm not interrupting, Peanut. I just wanted to come and see your dorm room, see how you're settling in.
No problem. Me and just a few friends here are having a little bit of a, I guess you could call it a party. It's Friday and everything.
Hey, guys. I won't, what happens in the dorm stays in the dorm. I just wanted to, Bri Ashley, if I can be honest, I've been feeling badly about our relationship lately, and I guess I just wanted to check in and make sure that, you know, you were feeling okay and your feelings towards me were fine and that we're still on track and you're still my little girl.
Absolutely, Dad. Everything's fine. Guys, he's the greatest dad. I've been telling everybody here how good you are.
Yeah, he has.
Yep, he did.
Yep, sure he did.
Oh, great, because, you know, I'm still not used to the word girlfriend, but my girlfriend is waiting in the car, and just ever since your mom and I split, you know, I know things have been a little different, but I'm glad to hear. I can't stay long because we're actually going to a hot yoga retreat. That's something that Shannon's into, but I just wanted to make sure that we're cool, you know?
Oh yeah, we're fine. Do you mind if I put this music on?
No, I love music. You know that.
We're having a party, and you know.
Gilbert and Sullivan, or?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Oh, it's catchy.
Yeah.
Oh, I like his voice. Oh dear.
It's,
What is he saying? Listen, is it?
Fuck you too.
What? Bri Ashley, I'm not sure if that's an appropriate song to be playing.
What?
What?
Oh, come on, it's...
Is there... Am I to read anything into your choice of song?
No, we're just having a great time. Pass me a root beer.
It's weird because you said everything's okay, and I feel like it is, but this song choice seems pointed in some way.
Oh, Dad, you're just overthinking. It's music.
What is the song called?
Fuck you.
I'm sorry?
It's called Fuck You.
I can't really hear it over the song. You might have to yell it at me.
Hey, all right. Hey, Dad, fuck you.
Oh, dear.
Fuck her too.
What? Well, who, Shannon? Honey, are you sure you're not angry with me? You know what, honey? I'm gonna go. I'm gonna leave you and your friends to it. F you too, okay? CeeLo Green. CeeLo Greasy.
Bri Ashley. DGAF.
No, she DGAF for sure. She's also being PA, passive aggressive, telling him everything's okay and then dropping that joint.
Screaming in his face, like, yay! But it's like fun, big smile.
We're all having fun, we're keeping it light. Jeremy Taggart, it is the day after. This is Sunday. We're doing our third Seggy.
Yeah.
I want to confess two things to you, and they both involve footwear.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the first is, you know, I had been having kind of trouble with my ankle and what have you in the side of my foot?
Yes.
I got Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something.
They're great. They're comfortable.
They sorted me out in about 24 hours.
Yeah, as long as you're not wearing socks, you're good.
Well, I wasn't sure that was the case. Oh, no, I didn't know it was cool.
But I don't know if it's cool either. Like I think it's this greasy hippie guys that did the Hackensack and like went to 1,000 Grateful Dead shows. Like they gave Birkenstocks kind of a bad name because they are comfortable.
Yeah.
Because you can cruise around with them all day and all over the place, and they're super. Your feet just imprint right into them.
Well, and this is what I found, because I've been wearing flip flops all summer, or even Adidas slides, and kind of working around the backyard and uneven terrain and stuff. There's no support whatsoever.
Oh yeah.
But these Birkenstocks, they're great.
Yeah.
Here's the second thing. I was at the Adidas outlet.
But hold on. Now that it's getting a little chillier, you might fire some socks on there. You might be that guy. But then
go anywhere that anyone would see me wearing Birkenstocks and socks.
Then you're like every Portuguese and Italian grandfather in my buddy's neighborhood.
Well, that's okay.
It all have the socks, those big thick gray socks with the white and the red. They'd be rocking them around.
I love those socks.
I'm going to be adopting that look. And when I turn 60.
60? I have no problem with that look.
No, I'm talking about the socks, the big, thick socks.
I know, I don't care. I'd wear that. Like,
exactly. You know what? Fuck it. Do it anyway and do it 10 times more.
Maybe Operation DGAF is the move.
Well, I mean, look at the fashion trends are always like a thumb in the face to nowadays, right? Like people are wearing those high-waisted jeans and like, I don't even know what's going on with some. It's like 80s and 70s clothes are kind of crashing.
Well, the first rule of fashion is if you can remember it, you shouldn't be wearing it, right?
Exactly, yeah.
But I'm happy to hear cords are back.
Are they?
I've always loved me a pair of cords.
Yeah, I used to rock cords, yeah.
Yeah, they're the best.
They're comfortable. I wore a couple pairs out.
Remember when me too, when your cords got so worn like on the knees and stuff?
Yeah.
like wear bars in your tires.
You want to hear something ridiculous? I wore bare cords out so much that like there was not only knees and thighs, but then from like drumming, like the my hand hitting my left leg all the time, but there was like a almost hole and a wear like where the groin is.
From what, drumming?
No, just from like the that area, because they were like thin and they just contoured around everything. So I had to throw them out because of the more of a, like it was like the the shroud of Turin of the penis.
You had bird lines on your cords?
Yeah, I got to that.
Because you were so excited about drumming?
No, just the cords, I wore them so much that there was just like everything that was like contoured became aware.
Wow.
Worn out. So it's pretty classic.
Well, I'm going to make that my mission with the cords that I'm getting this fall.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to wear them down.
Hanging to the right.
Here's the second thing I want to confess.
What?
We were at the Adidas outlet in wherever that was. Wasn't Foxborough, it was somewhere around there. Maybe it was. Anyway.
I love the Foxborough. It's a good spot, eh?
Got the girl. Oh, it's great. Yeah. Got the girls' kicks for their hip hop classes. Like solid old school shell tip Adidas.
Yeah, nice.
Saw these dope brown leather Adidas with white stripes. Not unlike the Gazelle, but leather instead of suede.
Yeah.
Get up to the counter, buying them. Talking to the guy. The guy's like, are you in a tournament? And I was like, no, just doing a bit of shopping. Occurs to me on the drive home, they were golf shoes. But golf shoes have come so far.
I know. They can be like, they look like deck shoes sometimes. Now they're like running shoes even.
I know. So can I wear them around with little spikes? They're not even spikes. They're just plastic nubs.
A lot of them have no spikes or they just have slight spikes, but it's more... They're designed because the way when you swing a golf club, you need kind of balance at the back of the shoe and the front. So that's it's more the design of the shoe and where your weight stabilizes than the cleats at the bottom. So I think shoes have merged in comfort and also use, because old golf shoes used to be clunky because you needed them to be stable. So when you backswing, you're not moving around or slipping.
Well, and also you weren't allowed to wear them in the clubhouse, but these new kinds you must be allowed to.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
You don't have to take them off or scrape them off or any of that stuff.
No. I still prefer ones with like some spikies? Semblance of cleats, but I also have a pair that are like just nubs all over the bottom.
Nubskis.
And I'll have those on all day afterwards, and it doesn't look any different.
So can I wear these nubskis to Sobeys?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
If you just have like golf clothes on and those on, maybe not.
Right.
That's a little weird if you're not golfing. Hey, I got in an Uber the other day because I was at a golf tournament. I took an Uber over there, and the guy in the car is like, "So where are you going?" Like he already said, I was going to Cedar Brae Golf Club. My buddy Justin O'Leary's pro am with old Lairdo. Anyway, I was like, "No, I'm going to the Pacific Mall." And he's like what? And I'm like, "No, I'm going to the mall, man. Just good." And I have a group of golf clubs.
Dressed like that.
And that's like after like 2 minutes, like, no, I'm just kidding. They're taking me to the golf course. But he was like, what?
Golf clothes have come a long way too, though.
Yeah. Golf clothes have come, well, they've come a long way, but they also, you could wear the big crazy ones too, like the...
plaid pants and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So what was the tournament for?
Just a pro-am for fun. I think this was the fourth or fifth year. Been playing it with Lairdo every year.
Nice.
It's a good time. And it's a bunch of guys from the National as well, so it's kind of a reunion because I was a member there in most of the 90s, late 90s and mid 2000s. Had a lot of good buddies there that were through the pro shop and pros as well, so there's a great group of guys that kind of reunite every year at the old Cedar Brae Pro-Am.
That's where the a lot of the Leaf guys are members, right?
I don't know about that. I don't know, but there's a lot of great members there. There's a lot of Leaf members everywhere around those, like the Magnus. Oh, you talking about the Nash?
Yeah.
Yes, the National. Yes. Yes, definitely.
It's a little pricey.
Yeah, your bod Jerry D is a member there.
Yep.
Yep.
Remember the Nash? So last shot. Night, my father-in-law,
no
I was saying track. I should probably get the oil changed on our bus because I haven't done it in over a year.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'll tell you what. It's hard to get at where you put the oil in, but if you get me a pan, I will take the oil out and you just put the new oil in. I was all like, right. Well, that sounds like a good deal because sure. It's whatever, a couple $100 to get it done by someone profesh. Mm-hmm. He was hankering to get it done. So I was like, this sounds great. So I go to Canadian Tire, get the pan. They didn't have the oil, but I got that at Irving. I got the filters. I was ready to go, get back. He has white hair, like Gordie Howe white. Like he kind of looks a bit like Gordie Howe, like good shape and white hair.
Yeah.
So as he was lying under the bus, he put his white hair in a pool of oil.
No.
And had the fryer circle of black grease. And it put me in kind of a tough spot because I didn't want to not tell him. But at the same time, I didn't want to necessarily be the bearer of that news. So I did sneak a picture and document it, which I will send to you.
No way.
But it was black, filthy, year-old, greasy oil.
What did he do? Did he touch it and go, oh God, or what?
Well, I did ultimately. He suspected him. He said, I think I got a bit in my hair. I was like, yeah, I think you did. I'm sorry about that. And he said, oh, it's okay. It's not the first time I've got oil in my hair.
And you're like, not like this. And you
show. Well, I was trying to think of a time when I'd had oil in my hair, and I don't think there ever was a time.
Did you show him the picture?
No.
Oh no.
No, I didn't.
So we can't use it for like the pod cover this week?
I don't know.
We have to.
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
This is like the hat in Vegas. Like, yeah. How do you not use it?
It was like a perfect friar circle.
Oh. Can you not?
I don't know.
Maybe you have to throw it up the pole, see if it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I'll have to broach it. Yeah. But it was classic.
Well, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
It's like if you dunked Mike Pence into, like...
Yeah, exactly. That's the hair color.
The Dairy Queen, like, chocolate dip.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like. And it was shinier than I'd imagined.
Like, you had Steve Martin, and you dipped him into, like, the caramel sundae or hot fudge at McDonald's.
Steve Martin... with the world's largest chocolate dip on the crown of his head. That's what it looked like. Shiny, a wet like chocolate
curl
dip.
A curl of oil.
Yeah. And it was kind of lighter near the top in the sun than it was in the bottom at the roots. Like, oh man.
So, like, how do you get that out? You got to just keep washing, right?
I guess. I haven't asked.
You got to break out the dish soap.
Well, I kind of didn't want to broach it today. Is that what you use to get rid of it?
I assume. If it works for those ducks in the commercials, why wouldn't it work for...
why wouldn't it work for... Palm olive. That's what I should recommend, and I should ask him if he wants me to wash it for him.
You gotta...
Those ducks in the commercial. Them maps do get clean from palm olive, though.
Hey, man. And it's all, like, legitimized, right? It's got the small writing of, like, this is real.
And so, the song is like, I will remember you.
No, I like the partying because they're like, oh, man, look how shitty it is right now. And then they're like, oh, yeah, man, all set. Like, just partying in the bath, getting all dialed.
Classic. They're pretty cute when they get clean, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's like all set.
I'm going to tell you, a few things give me as sad a feeling in my stomach as a duck covered in oil.
No, I know. It's a bummer.
I don't know why we're laughing, because it's not funny.
No, but they're clean at the end of the commercial, though.
Yeah, they clean the maths.
I mean... I'm hoping they get the whole population all dialed like that. Why not? If that's how easy it is, why not just take some palm olive?
Everybody should bathe in palm olive. Well, I remember Dennis Miller, back when he was funny, always used to say, 13 days in a row you wash your hair with shampoo, and then the 14th you wash it with palm olive just to shake it up, and that's how you get the height.
That was his move? I thought it was a joke.
No.
I thought you were hitting the punchline at the end. Like,
no, that was always his move.
He's like, son, I didn't wake up looking like Joe Namath in 1973, eh, guys?
Yeah. Right? So this morning, we have this picnic table that is like a wagon wheel. And a couple years ago, these guys were here working on the deck, and I asked them to kind of build it out so that it had seats all around it, like picnic table styles.
Yeah.
And it's heavy like a mask. And this morning, I was moving it by myself, and it's really heavy. And I was moving it across some gravel, and I was reefing on it because it was caught on something, and the seats came off in my hand.
Whoa.
And I burled backwards into the new fence at full speed.
Like action speed? Like full
like
on?
Like action
stunt?
Speed. Like, yeah. Like, cut. Are you okay, man? Like one of those.
Like as if, okay, so okay, here's the scenario. What kind of guy would it have been like that pushed you to make you go that fast? Into the fence, like, hey, you, like, arms.
There's a country singer named Luke Combs. If you look him up, it's like...
What, but like a wrestler? Like that big?
Yeah, but shorter. Like maybe 5'7", but like, wrestler build.
Like Mike Camilleri? Or no,
no
a big,
but heavy set.
A big guy.
Yeah.
Wow, so like a real, a full-on burl into the fence.
Like if a really short guy grabbed me by the wrist
and
swung me around and let me go.
Oh, like one of those? Like a full-on discus?
Like, like discus, like country and Western movie saloon fight. Like a bottle should have fallen off the shelf above me and landed on my head. One of those.
Through the window out onto the porch of the saloon.
And there was no one around to see it, which was a relief, but also felt bad because I didn't get any of the sympathy that would normally come with people being like, oh man, are you okay?
Did you break the fence or like just go right into it? Like
no, I bent it.
Like a baseball player.
I bent it, but we put 6 bags of cement in every post, so I don't think it's going anywhere.
You went into it like Kevin Pillar?
I went into it hard.
Man.
Yeah.
Did your head rock back or just at your back?
No, just my back. Just dumb. Just dumb country stuff.
A Bruce Lee kick to the chest?
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And an involuntary, and then louder noises to get up, like, one of those.
Yeah.
The good news is I'm okay, buds.
Oh, good job, buds.
Talk to you next week, bud.
Talk to you next week.